and I will talk to you after a while.
All right, talk to you in a bit.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And how are you proceeding?
I don't know why I do that squealy thing. I'm proceeding well in the moment. And I guess I wanted to start our conversation by acknowledging and celebrating a few things, and then we can get to the nitty-gritty. But I'm in a much better place than I was last time when we talked. I've been practicing.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it's interesting. One of the things that has evolved is with my knee. I've been going to the gym and doing the elliptical and haven't been walking much, and you know, I had the trouble walking with Calvin. And suddenly, and I guess it's been in the last month, he and I are walking together. I'm walking more and more on my own, but actually more with him. And he's doing really well. And we're right at 2 miles when we go to the community college. My knee still hurts some, but I managed to, you know, not push it too much. And just being out walking, and to do it with him has seemed like a real success.
I would congratulate you tremendously.
Thank you. The other thing is I'm going to the mountains again this weekend, and Odie is going with me, and going
what
to...
What have you been experiencing there? Has that been... soothing for you, or have you been comfortable when you go there? What have you been experiencing?
When I go to the mountains?
Yes.
I've just been the one time, and I went alone. It was just me and Calvin, and it rained the whole time. And we ended up staying in this really strange cabin, just the two of us, without internet, and in the middle of some tourist trap somehow, and it was really nice to get away. I didn't get to experience hiking or being in the mountains the way I had thought because of the weather. But on the way home, I on impulse stopped, and we drove through the vineyards. That's halfway between here and the mountains, and they were closed because it was Easter Sunday, but it felt good just doing it, that I could do it on my own. I enjoyed the ride, I enjoyed the quiet, and driving through the mountains. The trip this weekend evolved just out of I knew I had to go. And Odie and I are on the brink, maybe a bit over it, of ending our relationship. And I just told him I was going. I really needed to go. And he said he would go with me. And so we're going to go together. And that feels nice. Part of the thing I'm still experiencing, you know, with being unemployed and going through this job creation process, I'm still feeling a lot of boredom and loneliness. And part of what I've been practicing with, you know, with some success and some not, is not following the feelings. And
excellent.
It's you know, I have enough success that I feel like I can celebrate some, but I have enough difficulties that it'd be nice to talk a bit more about and maybe get some more nudging and clarification.
Very well.
Did you want to talk about the mountains more? I didn't mean to sidetrack.
Continue.
I just didn't mean to sidetrack if you were going in a different direction.
Oh, what have you been experiencing in relation to that, in not following the feelings?
I think more awareness, and sometimes the awareness comes afterwards, and it comes with a little regret, and I'm practicing just shifting, making the shift and not judging it. But I certainly have awareness that when I get bored, my response to being bored or I get lonely is I follow it right to the refrigerator, so to speak, or drinking wine. And after listening to one of your recent sessions, I suppose it's sort of that I indulge myself. I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but I certainly follow the feeling down the path. That's how I either numb myself or deal with the feeling of being bored. You know, half the time I can decide, all right, well, I'm going to get up, I'm going to do something, I'm going to make myself go for a walk, or I'm going to go do something creative, or I'm going to clean. But it's, you know, it's not as consistent as I would like.
But you are doing something.
Yeah.
And that is tremendous. Remember that this is very unfamiliar. Therefore, you are moving in a new direction in somewhat of uncharted territory. Therefore, credit yourself with what you are doing. And remember that it is very understandable that you might not be entirely consistent yet.
Yeah. Oh, that is encouraging. I think it's the combination of, it's not just that having to be comfortable with the processes. It's being, I don't think I've ever been at the place I am in my life in which I don't have a job. I don't have a direction, and it just triggers so many different states than I've experienced before, and then layering that, you know, and then trying to deal with it in a new way, in a way that's different for me in dealing with problems, even though I haven't had these problems before.
I'm understanding, and I would also say to you that I definitely acknowledge what you are experiencing and the branches of it all. And in that, I would say that the piece about having a job or not having a job is very significant, because pastly, that has been a stabilizer, meaning that if other situations in your life were somewhat unsettled with relationships of different types, not only a romantic relationship, but your family members or friends or colleagues, any type of relationship. If any of those were experiencing some difficulties or frustrations or irritations. The job piece is the stabilizer that creates that type of anchor.
Right.
And when that is gone, then it is very understandable that you might feel that you have no foundation at all.
Right, yeah, that's feeling exactly.
What I would say is that also is a matter of changing your perception in a certain capacity to substitute for the job. Create something that you can look at, that you can perceive as being some type of job. Something that is consistent, something that is important. It isn't a job that you are accustomed to, that you automatically recognize as your livelihood or producing income, but choosing something that you perceive is a necessary action and assigning that temporarily as being your job now. Not forever, but for now. Because that can help anchor you. That can help ground you in a manner in which you feel less of that entire floundering that you have no foundation at all.
And so it would be something I do every day?
Yes. Yes. Something you do every day that you perceive to be a necessary thing to do.
Okay, I have to think about that. Okay. And it could be something like cleaning house or sewing, or would it be?
Whatever it is, it should be something that you look at as, this is a necessary action that I do every day, that I have to do every day.
Okay, I will play with that. I'm sorry, my brain's processing.
Maybe something that you have to do every day with the house, or it may be something that you have to do every day with the dog.
Okay.
A hypothetical example, if the dog required medication, you would have to do that every day. It would be your responsibility to provide that to the dog every day. That is the type of action that I am expressing to you. Something that you have to do, or you perceive you have to do every day, that it is your responsibility to do every day, and that it must be done. It isn't something that you can do, or you can't do, or you sometimes and not do it other times, but that you, in your perception, have to do this action every day.
Would I be making it that I have to, or it would actually be that I have to do it?
What I would say is, if you can think about something you already do that you already perceive you have to do every day, and it doesn't have to be a chore, it doesn't have to be something that you actually even think about until now, but that you do every day. In that, it is a matter of altering your perception about that action.
Oh, okay, I see.
And
okay.
Seeing that I do this every day, I have to do this every day, it is necessary that I do this every day, and in that, now you are altering your perception about that action and temporarily considering that action to be your job.
So like
it's
I've
my
been
job for now.
So like I've been one of the things I had decided I have to do during this period to stay mentally healthy is that I work with my body every day. I have to do that, and I do it with quite consistent regularity. So it would be shifting my perception that that's my job or my anchor, so to speak, for right now. Okay.
Yes. For now, that is my job.
Okay, I can see that, and I can see maybe the threads of that that I'd actually done it to some extent, but didn't appreciate it or make it be what you're saying it could be. Cool. I will use that. I guess while we're on the link of the body. During this period of time, I've experienced quite a lot of problems with my stomach or my intestines, my digestive system. And linked with that, I felt like my heart racing. I can't explain exactly what it is, but and I'm assuming that that's my body reflecting the stress over the job situation or how I'm dealing with the job situation.
I would agree, yes.
Do you have any suggestions for that beyond, you know, continuing to practice what I'm practicing?
What I would say is, first of all, that piece about shifting your perception in relation to the job or mm-hmm. what your job is now, that will help.
Okay.
Because that will help to anchor you.
Okay.
But I would also say to you that there are several expressions that can be helpful in that direction. One, stop repeat thinking.
Okay.
Isn't helpful. It simply creates stress. Therefore, when you realize that you are thinking about the job situation again, stop it and do something different. Intentionally make a choice to do something different and remind yourself, this isn't helpful. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't change anything. It simply creates tension in your body consciousness.
Right.
Therefore, that is one piece. Stop, repeat thinking. Another piece. Give yourself the opportunity every day to be incorporating an intentional relaxation. It doesn't matter what time of the day that you do that, but it is important that you do it, because that will put you more in touch with your body consciousness and allow you to pay attention to how much tension you are holding in it.
Okay, so this is going to seem like a silly question, but what is a genuine way for me to relax, you know, not deflate like you've talked about, but to genuinely relax?
Very well, and that is not a silly question, because it is understandable that you might not actually automatically know how to do that. I would express an easy exercise that you can engage. First, at any given point, and don't schedule it.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Okay.
Because you want to randomly be checking in with your body consciousness to be more aware of how much you are holding that tension. Therefore, don't schedule the same time. Don't schedule at all.
Okay.
With relaxation exercise. Simply do it randomly once a day.
Okay.
Now, in that, at any given point in the day, allow yourself to stop whatever you are doing and what I would say is, you can do this exercise either sitting down or standing up, not lying down.
Okay.
In that, incorporate a few even breaths. They don't have to be deep breaths, simply even breath. Then, from that point, focus your attention first on your feet. Your feet are on the ground. Focus your attention on your feet touching the ground and begin visualizing the energy in your feet. Now, begin coiling your energy from your feet upward. Coiling that energy around your body. Very close to it, but around your body. Around your ankles, around your calves, around your knees, around your thighs, your hips. You're moving that energy up from your feet around your body, and you are noticing what each part of your body is feeling while you are doing this. Is it relaxed? Is it tense? Is it uncomfortable? Is it comfortable? You're noticing the muscles, the bones in each area of your hip area as you are coiling that energy around your body. Connect it with each of your energy centers. Therefore, as you coil around, also connect with each energy center as you continue to move upwardly. And noticing any tension, any discomfort, any stress in each part of your body. When you move up to your shoulders, then momentarily move down your arms to your hands and your fingertips and continue to coil that energy around your limbs, and then move back up again to your shoulders. Therefore, you will be wrapping that coil around your shoulders twice.
Okay.
Because shoulders are generally a key area that holds energy, that holds a considerable amount of tension. Therefore, you give yourself two opportunities to coil that energy around your shoulders and to be relaxing your shoulders. Now, in any part of your body that you feel a tension, in your legs, in your hips, in your torso, in your shoulders, arms, anything, any area that you feel and notice any aspect of tension, move that part of your body momentarily when you are engaging, coiling that energy around it. Shake that part of your body momentarily for 2 or 3 seconds. Then continue with that coil. The coil of energy is a soothing energy. It is calming every area of your body consciousness. Move it up, your neck, your head. Now with your head, move slightly slower in coiling that energy around your head, because you want to be sure that you are relaxing every part of your head. Your jaw, your face, your temples, the back of your head, the sides of your head, the top of your head. You want to be sure that you are relaxing all of your head. Then you move to the top. And remember, you are pulling that energy up also through your energy centers. As you move to the top of your head, the coil meets with an energy that you have been pulling up through your energy centers. Then, at that moment, allow those energies to meet and to, in a manner of speaking, erupt into a fountain together. Now they are moving slightly up and then erupting into a fountain through the top of your head, and it rains down all around you. And you can concentrate on that, and if you are concentrating on that, you can actually feel that energy raining down, almost in the same effect as water covering your entire body, your entire skin surface is then covered with this energy that rains down on you. Now, this exercise you can generate in a time framework of, it can be accomplished within between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on how slowly or how quickly you do it.
Wow, I can't wait.
But it will be helpful in relaxing you and also encouraging you to be in touch with your body consciousness in a different manner. Also, I would express to be throughout your day encouraging yourself by remembering to give yourself credit for whatever you are accomplishing within the day, which includes that piece of generating that temporary job. Therefore, each day that you are perceiving that whatever you are doing every day is your temporary job now, that is an accomplishment. Doing the relaxation exercise, that is an accomplishment. Everything you do within the day, credit yourself in what you are doing. Whenever you are perceiving that you slip into a familiar direction, or you are discounting yourself for some reason, don't judge yourself for that. Simply readjust and refocus your energy. And every time you do that, credit yourself again that you were actually expressing that readjustment. One other piece. Are you engaging a daily meditation at this point?
No.
I would strongly suggest that you do. I would also strongly suggest that you do that in the morning. The reason being that if you do the meditation in the morning and your intention with the meditation is to center yourself, that will help carry you through the day.
And it can be just a simple mindfulness meditation. It doesn't have to be a guided meditation.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
In that, what you are doing is you are instructing the body consciousness to be aware of being centered throughout the day.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that the body consciousness will hold that in every moment of the day, but it will be more consistent.
Okay, cool. I guess one of the things, unless you had given me a list, was that the last on it?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things that that might help is for me to know how to be or proceed when I'm actually in the what I call more the objective part of the job creative process. I've been allowing myself to explore my interest, and I keep being drawn, ever since I did the evaluation job at UNC, I keep being drawn back to this passion that I have, or this interest in how we learn, the actual process of neuroscience and education, at least, you know, to the extent we understand it now. And it's led me to apply for three different jobs, each that have a teaching component or some component of curriculum development and teaching across some different areas. And then I started applying on Thursday and Friday, somewhat surprisingly, for two high school teaching jobs. And I've just had a sense that these jobs, they're obviously postings that I saw, and I was drawn to them because of how they were describing the jobs. And so I guess I'd ask maybe two or three questions. One, you know, is this really me following my passion? And then I never know what to do once I've applied and then, you know, there's nothing, you know, I don't know why there's nothing, they're processing or whatever. But I'm not sure then, you know, what do I move to next when I'm applying for jobs and then, letting it go or whatever. So I'm not sure if I ask a couple of questions in that.
I am understanding now, in relation to is moving in this direction a genuine expression? Yes. Are you following your passion? Yes. And that actually may open a door that you don't expect.
Okay.
And engaging with younger individuals may be a different experience for you at this point, in which it may also help to alter your perception in many different manners. Therefore, that could be an avenue that may actually open some new capacities for you. Now, what I would say in relation to the letting go, this once again is a matter of changing your perception. And if you are following what I was expressing to you earlier, that will also be helpful. Because I expressed specifically, stop repeat thinking. That is a part of this situation also, is don't repeat think. In this, it is a matter of moving in a direction of engaging with those opportunities, but reminding yourself that being desperate isn't helpful. When you are position of need, you are moving in extremes. You don't need this. It is an experiment. When you are expressing a perception of need, it creates a different expression in your body consciousness. You involve your body consciousness differently. You hold tremendous tension. You are more urgent. You create more importance in the subject than it warrants. And you are discounting yourself continuously. Because when you need, you are expressing an energy about yourself that you are lacking. You are not enough how you are. You are not enough in who you are and what you are. Need is a very destructive expression. Therefore, remind yourself of that, and then move in a direction in which you are paying attention to your daily life and routine. Pay attention to all the other subjects we have been discussing, and all the other actions that we have been discussing. And pay attention to making that something, your body consciousness, your routine with that, your job for now.
Okay.
Therefore, you already have a job. Don't need a job because you already have a job. For now. And think about it in the capacity, realistically and genuinely, in relation to that. If you were working at university and you had that secure job there, and you decided to be looking for another job, how you look for another job would be very different because you already have a job.
Huh. Interesting perspective.
Or you wouldn't be expressing that desperation or that urgency. You would be allowing yourself to pick and choose. You would allow yourself to pay attention to what you feel. You would allow yourself to pay attention to what is interesting to you. And in that, you would allow yourself time. You wouldn't push.
Right.
You don't have to push because you already have a job. Therefore, in this piece, you are creating the same type of expression.
Can
you are reminding yourself on a daily basis, I have a job. This is my job for now. And it is important. because it maintains my health mentally, physically, and emotionally. Therefore, this is my job for now. The other expressions are explorations. They are experiments. You are exploring. This is interesting. And this may be an avenue that I can engage that may lead me in new directions that are unexpected. New discoveries. In that, you can engage with it in that perspective of you are choosing them, not they are choosing you.
Yeah, I could see how that would be easier from that perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it takes the desperation out of it.
And that is very important.
Yeah. I can feel the difference in the energy of it.
There is a significant difference in energy.
Okay. One of the things, this may just be a quick question. One of the things I had noticed in my following the feelings or my indulgences has been wine. And I was wondering if there was a ballpark figure, or you had a suggestion in terms of my intent with health and regeneration, what amount of wine might be, might fit with those intents.
What I would say to you is, if you are hypothetically consuming wine on a daily basis, that I would express in a healthy direction would be no more than two glasses. More likely one and a half would be, I would say, more beneficial.
Okay. So like 9 ounces, is that nine ounces less?
Yes, approximately.
Okay. Okie doke. And does it make any difference whether it's red or white?
No.
Okay. One thing I wanted to ask, I've not asked before, would it be beneficial to me to understand more directly what has been going on with my knee?
What I would say to that is a matter of preference. Is it necessary? No. That it isn't necessarily important that you are specifically aware. If you are curious, and if you are interested, then you could move in the direction of researching and giving yourself more information, and that may be helpful to you only in the direction of incorporating more of an understanding objectively of the functioning of certain parts of your body consciousness, but is it necessary or is it more beneficial to be aware of that in relation to the actual action of healing? No.
Okay. For some reason, I've just had the sense that it was an opportunity to just kind of listen to my body and respond to it without doing the analysis and research that typically fuels me.
Yes, and I would agree.
Okay.
That is what I was
okay.
encouraging you in relation to this relaxation exercise.
Right.
Also.
Okay. Well, cool. I wanted to save a few minutes to talk about my mom and dad's situation. My mom is still considering moving here, and my dad's disease, the doctor at least, has approved him for hospice care, which officially is like a six-month diagnosis of that he's going to die, which doesn't seem correctly. Brenda and I've thought about opportunities of cooperating with my mom, like my mom moving here and building a small cottage. And she's struggling with, you know, what to do. I think maybe somewhat in denial about my dad's condition. But I was curious whether you had any insights and how, especially how Brenda and I might be helpful with my mom, or if there were some insights about my dad's current state that would be helpful for us to know.
What I would express to you is how you can be the most helpful is to be patient.
Okay.
This is a difficult time framework and experience for her, and confusing. And to a degree, frightening. And what I would say is that it is important that she feels supported by the two of you, and that how you can be supportive is to be patient and remember that patience is allowing. Therefore, allowing is not pushing. Allowing is not telling her what she needs to do or what you think she should do. Allowing is not expressing strong encouragement for her to be moving in certain directions, but rather listening to her, paying attention, asking questions, continuing to reinforce that you are available, that if she requires your attention, that you are available. In this, remembering two key being patient or allowing, it isn't expressing in the direction of rescuing or fixing. Therefore, if you can remind yourself of those two key points, you can be supportive, you can listen, you can ask questions, and let me express to you, asking questions is significant. Because when you ask questions, the other individual feels heard. The other individual is much more likely to perceive that they are actually important and that they are being witnessed if you are asking questions. And don't simply ask random questions. And don't simply ask questions about what you are thinking about, but be specific in your questions in relation to whatever she says.
Okay.
Ask questions about what she is sharing. You aren't asking questions to get answers. Aren't asking questions for clarification. You are asking questions to let her know that you are paying attention and that you are expressing her importance. You may already know the answers to the questions you are asking. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You aren't asking questions because of the answers.
Okay, I can I can see that. Maybe a shift in directions. So would it be inappropriate to ask whether my dad has made the decision yet to disengage?
It isn't a matter of being inappropriate. I would say that he definitely is moving in that direction, but he hasn't made that choice yet.
Okay.
He is creating a path, so to speak.
Right.
He's creating a method. But he hasn't made that choice yet.
Okay. Okay, well, I hear the bell, and I've gone over the last couple of times, so we'll should end on time today.
Very well. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend. And I offer my supportiveness and encouragement to you. Remember what we discussed this day and genuinely allow yourself to apply that, and that will be helpful.
I will listen to the session again, but I felt excitement and it made sense, everything you suggested, so I'm looking forward to experimenting with it. Yay. Alrighty.
I express tremendous encouragement to you, my dear friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting.
Me too.
Wondrous lovingness to you as always. Au revoir.
I love you and goodbye.